Right.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna try to not stop, just go all the way through.
All right.
All right, episode 38, take one.
Hey everyone, welcome to Frugalicious. I'm Jessica, an outdoorsy teacher who recently switched back to the cash envelope system. And I'm here with my sister, Beth.
Hey everyone, I'm Beth, a working mom, faithful budgeter, and a renewed cash enthusiast. In this podcast, we'll share with you some frugal and fabulous tips, tricks, and life hacks. This week, everything to do with cash in a cashless world.
Don't chase somebody.
Nope.
Let the money chase you.
That's right.
Cause you're the boss now. Telling daughters what to do. It's Frugalicious. Yeah, it's a movement. We'll find the discounts. Yeah, we can do this. Yeah, we
okay,
can
so let's
do
start with
this.
A little frugal tidbit, shall we?
I love it. This is my favorite section.
It's fun. So my little frugal tidbit is, again, not for everybody because it has to do with my garden, but here we go. I grew so much basil this year because
awesome.
I love basil. And then I decided to make it into pesto. And I learned that instead of using, what are those called? Pine nuts. Instead of using the pine nuts,
oh, yeah, you can use other nuts.
Walnuts.
Walnuts.
Yeah. And it made a delicious pesto. And then I
Awesome.
just saved it in the freezer and it's been so nice. And I feel like you could even use it for gifts for people and stuff too. So
Nice.
That's my frugal tidbit. Make your own pesto from
Love
your
it.
Garden basil.
We make our own pesto, but we don't have garden basil. We just buy
But you
basil.
do. You have windowsill basil now.
So Fred bought a basil
Oh,
plant.
no.
This is not my frugal tidbit, but he bought it. It was on sale for $194. And he brings it home and all the leaves are falling off. He's like, I bought you this basil plant. I'm like, okay. So then I like pulled off all the dead leaves and then I sent Jessica a message and she was like, you shouldn't do that. So right now it's just like sticks and dirt on the windowsill and it's not looking great. But we'll see.
Okay.
Maybe you can
Well,
bring it back.
maybe. It might be too cold for it right now.
It might be. And also there's not a lot of sun here in the current season. So
right, right.
well, I
Okay.
love that frugal tidbit. That's great. Mine is to do with yarn again. So I talk a lot about going to Michael's and buying yarn. You can buy yarn other places. Michael's has the best selection and you can usually
Yeah.
get like a 40% off coupon. So I went, was looking through my yarn stash because I'm working on a few projects and I found this yarn that I knew I wasn't going to use, like, but it was still in the wrapper. So I was like, I wonder if I could take it back to Michael's if they would let me exchange it for a yarn that I would use if I was starting a new project.
Oh.
But I didn't have the receipt because I bought it months ago. So I took it back
Right.
and they're like, I was like, I know this is probably, you know, usually I have to have a receipt. And they're like, oh, no, you can totally bring it back. We'll give you store credit and like switch it out. I was like, great.
Wow.
So I went and picked out the yarn that I actually was going to use. And then I went to pay for it. I used my 40% off coupon and my teacher discount. And she was like, oh, I owe you $1.05. And I was like, you do? She was like, yeah, because it was less than the yarn that I had had before, this new yarn.
Oh, my
So
goodness.
not only did I get the yarn that I wanted, but I got $1.05 back. So that was pretty
Okay.
exciting.
And also, let's rewind for a second. You can stack your teacher discount with the 40% off at
Oh, yeah.
Michael's.
Yeah, you can. You can use them both. Always ask.
Excellent.
And you can use,
Excellent.
they have the new checkout machines where it's like the, you know, like instead of talking to a person, you use a machine. You can do that. You just have to call someone over to like tap in the code or
Right,
whatever.
right.
So yeah, you can stack your discount. So that's why I always buy
Nice.
yarn there is because it's pretty much the same price as other places, except for you get usually 30 or 40% off plus the 15% teacher discount.
Ooh, that's nice.
So
Good
if you have
job.
items that you're like, I don't have the receipt anymore. Maybe I should, I don't know if I should return it. Try returning it. And sometimes even if you get store credit and it's like something you're not going to use, you might as well
You
give it a try.
never know. Stores
You
are
don't.
really good. I
Yeah.
remember I bought a pair of like insoles for
Yeah.
my shoes from
Oh,
Target.
yeah.
I had to cut them to fit my foot and they
Oh.
just turned out to not work well at all.
You cut them, though.
I had cut them. And so I just was like, I'm just going to ask. So I took it to
Yeah.
the store. I'm like, listen, I cut these, I used it, but they're just not working. Am
Yeah.
I allowed to return this? And they're like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh,
Oh,
great.
man.
I didn't expect that. Target. Didn't
Target
expect
and
it.
Costco are the best. They
But
take
this is what
everything
I
back.
learned. It doesn't hurt to ask. They
It
might say
doesn't.
no,
Yeah.
but you just like are forthright with everything about it. And then
Yep.
sometimes they say yes, sometimes they say no.
Totally. Yeah. Remember your friend in her kayak that she took back to
Oh, that's
Costco?
right. It had been used and everything a year later.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Take it back. So
Yep.
that's my frugal tidbit. Try to
I
return my
love
item
it. I love
today.
it.
All right, well, we're going to jump into our main segment today, which is about cash. So this
Cash.
is kind of a topic that Jessica and I have been talking a lot about because we've been kind of redoing some of our own budgeting
Yep.
practices. And we're like, cash, it's kind of different than it used to be when we first were budgeting and using the
It's
cash
so
envelope
much
system. So
harder
we go
now.
back, it's a lot
Yeah.
harder. So we're going to talk about that because it is still a pretty good method for people as they're budgeting. But there are some drawbacks and some challenges. So we're going to talk about that.
Let's
But
start with
before
the
we dive,
origins of cash,
yeah,
our
let's hear
childhood,
our
our
cash origin
childhood.
story.
Except our cash origin story, yes.
The origin story is mom's cash
Mom's
drawer.
cash drawer. That's where our allowance was paid out of. It was like that one drawer in her desk.
Yeah, mom had this desk specific drawer, and we'd go do our chores, and then she'd be like, go get your allowance, which was how old we were. So it was like 8 years old, you get
Oh, is
$8.
that what
It went up. It went up with inflation. A couple of years later, they like added on some money. But for a while, it was how old you were,
Oh, okay. Yeah,
like
that
$8
sounds
a month
right.
or
I just
whatever.
always remember there was like a set amount and
You go get your cash because they
right.
trusted us to do that too. That's pretty amazing.
I know. Sometimes I think about that and it's like, oh, I don't think
Yeah,
any of us ever stole out of it.
probably not. I don't think I did.
I don't think
But
I
yeah,
did.
they taught us how to handle cash. We got our allowance. They told us how to like take part of it to, give away and then to save some and to, be use what we had. So we used cash a lot growing up, and that was pretty normal. And then when both of us were getting out of debt, we both used the Dave Ramsey envelope system. And that was really
Which
classic.
for me was like, I don't kind of eye-opening. It surprised me because I am not a big spender to begin with, but I'm like going through the Financial Peace University thing and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to dig into this cash system. I'd been using my debit card for everything or a credit card, but I always paid it at the end of the month. Like I was not an overspender by any stretch of the imagination, but I did find that when I switched to cash, I spent way less. And there's just something different. And Dave Ramsey talks about this, about using a piece of plastic versus actual cash.
Even if it's debit and it's your money,
Even if
it
it's
you don't
debit.
have the same pain when you part with it.
And so that for me was like, oh, this is extraordinary. Like I'm not spending more than I want to. I'm deciding where my money goes. I love this. And so I did the cash envelope system for a long time and loved it.
Yeah, totally. Same here. So we used credit card for a long time when we were first married, and just didn't have a very high limit, and then hit the limit and we were like, this isn't
Uh-oh.
working for us. So I think it was like $1,500. It wasn't a high limit, but we had debt and we had to be really, really frugal. And so we did a PU and we started the cash envelope system. And yeah, it was just really helpful because it was a limit. Because sometimes you think to yourself, but I need to buy something. So you're at the grocery store and you're like, but chocolate chips are on my list. This is always the example I use. Chocolate chips are on my list. But if you run out of cash in your envelopes, you're like, actually, chocolate chips is not more important than like milk, right? Like if you have to pick between the two, but if you use a credit card, you're like, oh, I'll just throw in a couple extra dollars. And so the cash just gives you these boundaries and these limits. So that was really helpful. After we got out of debt, we kind of moved away from that. And I mean, we moved to Guatemala. So that was, things were sort of different there. And we used cards in some places and there was exchange and like a bunch of different things. But we definitely got away from that. And then I think another big part was COVID, where cash st suddenly started becoming kind of not accepted everywhere, and where, people didn't want, they wanted, contactless things. And so how did that change for you and your cash?
Well, it's, I mean, I think that COVID sort of like pushed it over the edge because a lot of places kind of just cash was not even a way to pay. But even before then, just so many things were moving to card and you could have stuff like you could pay on your phone and you like just all these digital ways to pay became so much more common. And so it became more convenient to not use cash anymore. And so I used cash a lot less. Like I still used it for certain things like grocery shopping or, trips to Target or Walmart. But yeah, I just got out of it for a lot of other things because, like, oh, I'm ordering this. Oh, online shopping. That's another huge one. Online stuff just makes it harder. Because when you get to the end of a cash envelope, you literally have no cash left. Like you cannot overspend from a cash envelope. It's not there. But if
Right.
you just
Unless
have
you
this
steal from
budget,
another envelope.
well, right. But that still in my mind is not overspending because I'm like, well, I'm just reallocating this money, but I'm not spending beyond what I originally planned for the month. But if you're doing an online payment, you might be like, oh, I only want to spend $40 this month. Oh, this Amazon order's 43. That's fine.
Yeah, totally.
And so
Super
you can
easy.
easily overspend on debit, whereas with cash, like you run out.
Yeah.
You
Like
are
it gives you
done.
like a physical reminder of the boundary.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So yeah, just all those changes in the world and how the world handles cash. And like, even it's funny, it feels a little harder teaching, you know, I teach first graders. It feels a little harder teaching money
Oh,
to
yeah.
kids because they just don't see it as often.
They really don't.
And it's not as much of a thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The world is
Yeah.
changing.
It is. But I think there's still a lot of places that you can use cash. And I think
Yes.
for kids in particular, it is a really good thing for them to be able to see. So, there's lots of
Yes.
teaching that you can do with your kids. They,
Right.
they, I mean, I've heard it said in a lot of different places. If you're trying to teach your kids, you can take out your entire month's budget, like in cash, and then show them where it goes. Like this much toward rent, this much for whatever. Like you can take out
Oh, a
$100 bills and like
really
be like, our budget is, X amount of dollars per month.
tangible, visible. Yeah.
Yeah, but that would be a lot of work,
It would
as opposed
be.
to like a spreadsheet where you're like, look, the number is zero at the end. Like
Right. But if you're a
it's
6-year-old,
tricky.
a spreadsheet means nothing. So.
Yeah, so the cash is still a lot of helpful things, and it's not out of the world yet, so we can still
Yeah,
use it.
we can.
Yeah, so with the cash envelopes, I mean, we're using this just as for anyone who doesn't know or hasn't used this, it's when you take a bunch of envelopes. You could just use a regular envelope or like Dave Ramsey sells them. We have a little wallet and you write different categories on the envelopes and then you allocate and take out in cash for all of those categories. Like in your grocery envelope, you have, however many dollars for gross gas or personal or clothing or like all these different categories.
Right.
And so I think that in this day and age, because there are so many things that you get online, I'm finding we only use cash for certain categories and then we budget the other things. So
Right.
groceries is actually a great one that I think like really works well for people because
Oh,
most
yeah.
grocery stores accept cash and food is really easy to overspend on.
Yeah, I think that for me is the easiest one. That's the one that I consistently throughout from taking FPU until now, I used cash for that. Well, no. Okay, here's where it changed. Online pickup orders.
Yeah, that's true. So we don't do that.
Shoot.
We always go in
Yes.
person.
I
Yeah.
usually do too, but sometimes it's like that really hectic, busy time. And I'm like, okay, I just need to do this. And then it's hard to integrate into my cash system. Because
Right.
I told myself, okay, well, if you do that, like if I do an online order for $40, I'll just take $40 out of my grocery
Yeah, put it
envelope,
back in the
set it to the
bank.
side to put back in the next month.
Yeah.
I remember to do that for about the first month or two.
Yeah.
And then I have not remembered. It's becoming
Yeah.
harder again. So
It is hard.
maybe my
Yeah,
listeners have some fabulous advice. I don't
maybe they
know.
do. Maybe they do. We did that for a while where like we had envelopes for everything, and then when we would
Yeah.
buy something on Amazon, like we take it out of our personal budget. It does get
Right.
tricky because getting like exactly down to the cents and
Right.
stuff. But then
Right.
we'd just keep like a bag, and then everything that we wanted to like we bought online, but we wanted to take out of our envelopes, we'd stick it in the bag, and then we just take it all back to the bank. And then you use that to pay off the credit card. But again,
Oh,
it's like several steps, right? So
right.
it doesn't work out great. So you have to figure out what envelopes would work for you. I think
Yeah.
gas is another one that's helpful for people. For
Yeah.
us, that's tricky because we get our gas at Costco and they don't take
Yeah, we
cash
do
for the,
too. Yeah.
yeah. You need debit
And
there, but.
I will say too, the other thing is, I mean, I remember in high school, it was. You just always walked into the gas station with your money, and we always paid in
Yeah.
cash for gas.
Prepaid, yeah.
But now it's like, oh, with a card, like you don't even have to go inside. It's all right there at the pump. A couple places let
Totally.
you pay in cash at the pump, but not very many. And so,
No.
for convenience factors too, for a lot of people, I think they're just not using cash
Yeah.
for gas. But
Totally.
yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty tricky. I
Yeah.
mean, some other categories that might work for people, it depends how much you shop online and how much you shop
Yeah.
in person, but like personal or like restaurants,
Yep.
Those could be really good if you have like a babysitter. You could have like a babysitting
Oh,
envelope
that's a good
and
idea.
do that because you pay them in cash. So there's a few envelopes that maybe could work for people, but yeah, you really have to figure out what's going to work for your own personal budgeting system, because if you add a bunch of cash and then you have to take it back to the bank and kind of balance it out in your spreadsheet, like it's going to feel overwhelming.
It is. And I actually found, so I got off of the cash system quite a bit, and then I decided, like, no, I need to get back on this because I like how it helps me with my spending and helps me know where money's going. And I just feel better with my budget when I'm doing that. But when I went back to it, I actually revamped my envelopes and put them into fewer categories.
So
So
which categories do you use?
let's see, I have a grocery envelope. I have a personal envelope. So that's anything like if I'm going to get a haircut or if I'm buying stuff at Walmart, or that's like personal household, that kind of just covers all of that, anything that's not food. And then I have fun money, and that can do eating out or going out to fun events or things like that. And then I actually have a miscellaneous envelope, which I have found is helpful to me
Oh,
because
yeah,
that is
super
the
helpful.
envelope that I will often borrow from, like reallocate from, because it's hard to get exactly right on your envelopes, like what you're going to want to spend that month. But if I have that miscellaneous envelope, like that's where I can buy gifts for people too. Like I'll just pull it out of there. Or if I am short a couple dollars at the grocery store, but I really do want the chocolate chips, I can pull it out of my miscellaneous envelope. So yeah, that's it. I think just the four envelopes, and that has felt a lot easier to only have the four. Yeah, I break it down a little bit more on my like personal budget spreadsheet, but in the actual envelopes themselves, yeah, it's
Yeah,
easier
you
to
kind
have
of use
that.
what you need to. I think it's a great note about miscellaneous, even if you're not using envelopes, to have it in your budget. We noticed that when we first started budgeting, and even now that like things pop up that you forget about. Like, oh man, the kids got invited to a birthday party and we need to buy a gift, or we need to, oh shoot, we need to do this thing. So I remember back in the day when we were first budgeting, we'd put $50 in miscellaneous. And this is like our kind of buffer, like catch all. That means we won't go over. That means if you do need a little bit more in groceries that month, you can take it out of the miscellaneous. So that was helpful. So here's my question. So at the end of the month, or at the end of your budgeting cycle, what do you do with the extra cash that's in the envelopes? Do you leave them in for the next month? Do you take them out and put it back in the
Oh,
bank?
I leave
Do you
them
spend
in,
them on
and
something fun?
nope, I leave it in. And sometimes too, this is how I mark it in my spreadsheet, is if I end up with like a lot extra, because some months, I don't know, you're traveling, and so you use more of one envelope but less of another or something like that. And so some months I'm like, oh, I don't need to add any money to this envelope. So I just type in rollover in
We
my.
do that too. We use that
Oh,
exact
really?
same
That
word,
exact phrase.
rollover.
Yeah. And to me, that's very helpful. And I also feel like I've won. Like if I have rollover and I'm like, yes, look at me. I underspent this month. I'm saving money. I just,
But you're allocating it in the next month's budget, not being like, it's just like free money.
No, yeah, no, I don't use it as free money. I just figure, great, that goes towards next month. That's funny. I honestly never thought of doing it any other way. Like I'm like, no, that money stays in there so I can use it next time.
Well, some people, what they do, we have some friends who, like, if they have extra cash, they have a jar and they put everything in the jar and then they use it as their vacation fund.
Oh, see, that's a good idea
Or like if they
too.
sell something like at a consignment store and it's like kind of extra cash, like it all goes in there and then it's like, this is our vacation fund this month.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a kind of fun way to save towards something. And then it also makes you a little motivated to not spend. You know what this
Totally.
reminds me of, Bethy? Do you remember when mom wanted us to watch less TV and she gave us TV tokens for like half an hour of TV? But if you had some left over at the end of the week, she would pay you for them. Do you remember this?
I don't remember, but I remember the buttons. She gave
Oh,
us buttons.
yeah, mom tried so
Were
many
those the
things to get us
tokens?
to watch less TV, which it's funny. You guys all, I think, used up all your TV
I'm sure you didn't.
coupons. Oh, I did not. I was like, I don't need to watch TV. I would
So
watch,
how much
I
did
would
she pay
like,
you?
oh, I don't know. It was probably like 50 cents or something for each little half an hour coupon. And she gave us like, how much did she give us? I don't know, like 10, or I don't know how much she gave
That's so
us.
funny.
But I was just like, well, you know me, I like will just eat, do things in small bits. So I was so happy to be like, oh, I'm just going to only watch a half an hour each day and have these extra and get some money.
That is awesome. That's a great idea. Well, it just goes to show that having that left over like gives you that sense of personal accomplishment, and
It's
you
a
can
fun
decide
way
what
to
you want to do
save.
with it. And if you're paying off debt, you can put it toward that, or save it towards something else, or do something fun, like go out to dinner or
Okay,
whatever
this is what I
feels
want to hear
helpful.
from the listeners. I hadn't thought about this question before, but what would your like fun savings thing be with your extra money? I want to know what the listeners tell us. Would you save for vacation? Would you put it in your date night fund? Would you, I don't know. What would you
Or
do
just
with it?
roll it, or would you just roll it into the next month's budget?
Right. Yeah. Are you boring like us and you just do rollover?
Totally. Well, now that we talk a little bit about cash, I think we should move into talking about debit, which is sort of like the virtual extension of cash, and how that can work. Because again, in our world, that's much more common. And so thinking about credit versus debit, like Dave Ramsey would say, cut up all your credit cards, never use them, and just use debit. So that's what he would say. People have different opinions on it. So, if you still have a credit card, it's okay. I still have a credit card that we use sometimes. But we've tried to start switching more toward debit. And actually, that was more of a change in our budgeting than the cash was. So the cash was helpful for groceries. But we made this change like probably 6 months ago, I would say, like where we were doing everything pretty much on credit. We were paying it off every month, but it was just really easy to overspend. And we were keeping track as the month went on, but it was kind of like, oh, I think we could probably spend a bit less. So we started doing groceries with cash, and then everything else we switched to doing debit. So then you have to be a little bit more aware, because like, when does your paycheck come in and when do certain bills come out? Like that, you need to be a little bit more aware of. So then we would find that we used to just start our new budget on the first, like, oh, it's the first, it's a new month. But now we're like, well, we don't get paid until, like I get paid on certain dates, but Fred's pay is every other week. So sometimes we get paid like twice in 1 week. Sometimes it's like every other week. Like it really depends. So then we have to go from our paycheck cycle rather than that credit on the first. So we started doing that. But something that was really interesting for us is that when we switched to doing debit, we realized that we had the wrong banking plan for it. So I think in Canada, it's much less common to have debit cards. It's more common to have to have people use like the debit card, like especially like a Visa debit, so much less common here. So people will have a debit card, but often there's limits on it. So we had a system, we had a free banking account, or we had like some kind of deal on it, but we only had 15 debits a month. So then what happened was 1 month we ended up like debiting a bunch of stuff, and then we had like a bunch of money in fees, like $20. So then I was like, well, this isn't very sustainable and helpful for trying to save money, but we're paying all these fees. And then I realized that Fred is a full-time student right now. And so he went into the bank and he signed up for a student plan. So we bumped up to the next level, which was unlimited debits, which is normally $12 a month. So it's not a lot. But because he's a student, we get it for free. So that was really helpful. But we had to realize that and find out like what the best banking system was for us. So that was helpful. So you have to know about that, depending. I think in the States, maybe debit, especially Visa debit, is so much more common. Here, it's like, I don't like our Visa debits that we have are only good online. It's very weird with our bank. So we have a debit card, but you can't use it online. You have to use Visa, or we have a Visa debit that's just online. So it's very tricky.
Oh, that is
But all that to
tricky.
say, you have to know your system. So if you go into that and you're wanting to use debit as your cash system, what would you say are some of the pros?
I mean, with the using debit instead of cash, or using debit instead of a credit card instead of
Instead
cash?
of like using debit as your cash.
As your cash. Well, I mean, it's convenient, and so that's a good thing. You can't, and the debit, you do have a limit on it. So if you run out of money, I don't know. What would you say are some of the pros?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're used to using a credit card, that's helpful. Like, you just would carry around your card, because like I don't often carry a purse, so I have a phone case that has like a little slot in the back, and I
Oh,
keep
right. A
like a
lot of
card
people
and my
do that.
driver's license. So then if you're like, oh, I just want to have my debit card, then that's helpful. I think, yeah, the idea that you can't overspend, but there is the con of that like you could go into overdraft, or that you would not really plan it out with your paychecks, like I was talking about. And then you'd be like, well, I have the money's coming. I know I'm going to get paid this much, but then you don't actually have it there. So it is a little bit more.
It's harder to track. But I'm going to go back to one of the pros. I think if you are used to using a credit card, that is an easier switch to go to debit card versus a cash
Totally.
system.
Yeah,
So
because
that
you're
could
already
be a
doing it.
pro as well.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know.
absolutely.
Yeah. And then with all the online purchases today, like in some regards, like there's just are certain things you cannot do cash for.
Right.
And so having a system set up to use your debit card, at least in addition to cash, it just functions in this world better.
Yeah, totally. So I think the biggest piece here is needing a good budgeting system to be able
Yes.
to keep track of everything. So we're still working on
Yes.
that with our spreadsheet because we were doing more credit cards, so it was kind of set up more for that.
Yeah.
But figuring out, if you have like sort of a budgeted versus actual column, and then,
Right.
as you spend, you put it in. There's budgeting apps. I know that Dave Ramsey's team, they have
Right.
the Every Dollar app that they really love, where you
Right.
can drag your transactions. Like you can connect it to your bank account and you can drag it into a category so it keeps track for you. There's lots of
Right.
apps out there you can use that. But having that
Yes.
system is really important. So again, that you don't overspend and so
Right.
that you're not actually just switching from credit to debit and then at the end of the month or the middle of the
Right.
month, find out that you're actually overspending or that you don't
Right.
have enough left to pay your bills.
Right. And I think this is obvious, but not just having a system, but consistently using your system. Like you can have an
Right.
excellent budgeting system, but if you never check in with yourself, it's going to fall to pieces. This is the part that's
It's
hardest
true.
for me, honestly. Like I have to put a note on my phone in my calendar, like schedule a block of time every month, just sit down and look at your budget. Because otherwise, I don't do it. And I even, because this is how much I don't always want to do it, I put in there, it's like budget, and then in all caps, non-negotiable. And so I know
Don't
if
break your
I
meeting with
need,
yourself.
yeah, don't break my meeting with myself. If like, if something else comes up that night, I'm allowed to like shift it a day or two ahead or behind, but it's non-negotiable in that you have to do it within, plus or minus 3 days of this original meeting. That's
Yeah.
non-negotiable.
Okay. Yeah. Whereas
So,
I, like Fred and I will kind of keep track as the month goes along. So it's sort
yeah.
of like I have these mini budget sessions every week or so
Right.
where I
Which
like
is
go
so
in for 5 or
good.
10 minutes and kind of update.
Yeah. I did that for a
Yeah.
while and then I fell off the bandwagon.
Yeah.
So,
Maybe this is your motivation to get back on.
maybe.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if I told you this. They are offering Financial Peace University again at my church. And the first time I
Ooh.
didn't get all the way through it. I had
Oh.
to stop the class partway through, and so I get to take it again this time, and I'm very
Oh.
excited.
That would be a great podcast to talk about your experience going through FPU now that you're debt-free and you're kind of thinking about
Oh
like bigger money
boy,
goals.
I know, right? And that's why it feels very perfect because the first time I went through it, they kind of talk through these baby steps, and first it's paying off debt, and then getting an emergency savings, and doing your budget, and kind of those basic day-to-day life things. And then the next half of it is a little more of like planning for the future and investments and buying a
Right.
house. So when I first went through it, I was in just that first half of the life
So
stage.
you're
But
all
now,
focused on that. Yeah.
right. And so it was great. Even though I didn't finish it, it was gave me enough in that time to get started. But now I plan on finishing it. So
Yay. I look forward to
yeah,
hearing about that. That'll be
I
fun.
know. I thought you'd be excited about that.
So before we go into our do it or don't, just one last piece to mention about cash is that there is another great thing that is useful about using like debit and like the virtual systems, which is that you can use things like Venmo or PayPal. In Canada, we can't
Right.
use Venmo, which is tricky for when we do
Oh.
things in the States, but we use e-transfer here, which means you can e-transfer to anyone's bank and there's no fees. And so I use this a
Right.
lot when I buy things on Facebook Marketplace, is
Nice.
I will, be like, hey, will you accept e-transfer? And they're like, yeah. So then I go pick it up instead of going and taking out $5 at the bank or whatever. Then I just
Right.
e-transfer. There's no fee for me. There's no fee for them. Sometimes it just like deposits it right in or you put a little security question.
Yeah.
There's just an easy way to do that. So I think using those can be really helpful because it's like cash, but you don't
Right.
have to go to the bank and take it out, especially for those things you can't
Right.
really, like you don't budget ahead for. Like,
Right.
for example, if I buy things on Facebook Marketplace, I can e-transfer and not have to, be like, oh, I didn't budget for that thing. I saw this thing that I needed, some diapers, for example, but I didn't actually
Right.
like put in a specific amount. And then I'll just e-transfer and then put that in my budget. So
Yeah. No, that is
that's really
very
helpful.
helpful. And I found with like I've gone to concerts sometimes with friends and you want to all
Oh,
get seats
totally.
together. So it's easier to just have
Yes.
one person buy all the tickets so that the seats are all next to each other, but then it's easy to just pay them back in that way. So There's a lot of benefits. I think, though, what you're saying is exactly right. Of like, you have to have a good budgeting system. Like, if you're going to use digital, you still have to be diligent and
Totally.
track it, you know, because that I think is the danger of any of the digital systems, is it's not tangible. Even you talking about the kids, like looking at a spreadsheet versus looking at all the cash.
Totally.
I mean, that's true for kids. It's kind of also true for us as adults. Like, until it's tangible in our face, it doesn't always sink in.
It's
So
so
we have
true.
to be extra diligent
Yeah, and
to do
that's why
that.
maybe like even, doing cash for a season to kind of get a handle on it and then moving away from it or going back to debit from credit, like just can kind of be a hard reset for figuring out like your relationship to your money and having a closer track on it.
Yeah, so maybe for some people going cold turkey and the hard reset is better. Maybe some people need that ease in, like they've been using credit cards and they just need to ease into debit cards. So
Yeah,
I
that's a good
don't know.
point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, do it or don't. You guys might have guessed this one, but start at least one or more cash envelopes and let us know what you think.
Yeah, or start using your debit card if you haven't been. I think maybe it could be a choose your own adventure for
I
duty
think it could
calls.
be a choose your own adventure, but I think the harder challenge is do a cash envelope, just like see what that feels like.
Yeah, you've been
Again,
for
it's a
1
do it or
month.
don't, you guys, so whatever.
That's
Do
true. You
what
don't
you
have to
want,
do it.
but
Good point.
if
Good
you want to
point.
challenge yourself, yeah.
Totally. Yeah, so we'd love to hear from you. So have you tried the cash envelope system? How do you balance cash with online purchases? What do you hate about a cash envelope system? What tr like tips and tricks do you have for your debit and for keeping like track of everything on a spreadsheet? We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, we want to know.
Yeah. So thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back soon with some more awesome content about how to continue to live a frugally fabulous life.
Thanks for listening. Be frugal, be fabulous, and let's talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Don't buy into the FOMO. We spend money like slow-mo. But we ain't broke, no, because every penny makes sense. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Get out of debt. It's where the money's at. And where the money's at. We do the budget dance.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Frugalicious. Our music is by the wonderful Atoria. Thanks to our mom for the cash drawer and always teaching us how to use cash. Thanks,
Thanks,
Mom.
Mom.
Subscribe to the podcast to stay up to date on new episodes. Tell a friend about the podcast. That's the best way to share the good news. You can get in touch with us on social media at Frugalicious Pod. You can email us at frugaliciouspod@gmail.com. And together, let's make the world a more frugalicious
Frugalicious
place.
place.